Alright, hi, how you doing? Okay, so first and foremost, I'd just like to start saying that, you know, the preparation all started before even reaching in Panama. It was all thanks to my team of Stolen Productions here in Trinidad and Tobago, that my management and directing team, that really got me there, and they took care of everything. When I reached there, it was a blessing in disguise that I reached there a day earlier than the competition started, because I really got to settle, get to know the place, get to know everything that the place has to offer. I also planned in advance all my outfits and everything like that. So, you know, I was really ready for anything to be thrown my way, as I'm someone who could really adapt to any situation. So, you know, as much as they had a schedule planning for what we would have done, a lot of changes took place. But thank God, due to my adaptability, I was able to change. But first and foremost, meeting the contestants when I reached there, I think it was all about your vibes and your energy. And I think Caribbean people, especially our down-to-earth natural nature that we have, is something like, it's a blessing in disguise. So, you know, my friendly persona that I have with everyone, I was able to meet them. And, you know, I came downstairs earlier the morning when everyone was arriving, and I saw Mr. Mexico and Mr. Puerto Rico. And before we could even check into our own rooms, I had a room there previously, and I invited them to my room. And that friendship built all the way from the beginning straight to the end. It so happened that Puerto Rico and I were the top two for the final, for the deciding winner. And, you know, over the days of spending with all the brothers from around the world, I literally got to know each and every one of them for who they really were, what they had to offer. The language barrier was a big thing, knowing that, you know, you were in a Latin speaking country, and there were so much people who you couldn't really fully communicate with. But the first thing that, you know, people will always see as communication is your energy and your body language. And I think that's something that really sold me, and I was really warm to everyone, really welcoming, and I had relationships with everyone with the little bare minimum of Spanish that I knew. And I created all these friends from around the world. And even though the competition had all its challenges and everything like that, I really have to thank my roommate, Mr. Thailand, who was very supportive of me, who believed that I could have gone on to win this competition. And every day he tirelessly supported me doing everything, each challenge we did together. I think that bond and that relationship that we built there, he helped me express myself, being able to really be comfortable in my own self as to who I was, you know, for all the challenges they would have had, all the photo shoots and all the runway modeling. Even down to the preliminary, it was a blessing in disguise that, you know, I put forward my best, and I placed first in the preliminary rounds. So I think the final night, when it came to the final night, it was all about everybody bringing their best. And, you know, I think I was well supported by the little bit of sponsorship that I had from back home. It wasn't much. It was more personal sponsorship, because, you know, we really wanted that support from the corporate companies in Trinidad and Tobago. But based on the situation back home, we didn't get it. Nonetheless, I was there, and at the finals, you know, it was all about the camaraderie and the brotherhood. Even though we had very healthy competition from each and everyone, we, at the end of the day backstage, it was all about support and just seeing how we could support and uplift each other around us. For me, my journey where in the competition itself, on the final night, I won the special prize of the Real Man Award. And coming from Trinidad and Tobago, where there's a big stereotype of the English-speaking Caribbean, I really and truly